Today's show is brought to you by KickUp, a company offering consultation and technology to help leaders understand and report the impact of professional learning initiatives, provide personalized professional learning, and ensure streamlined communication between every stakeholder. Learn more at kickup.co. Today's podcast is also brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at betterleadersbetterschools.com/book. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player, and yes, I do use their service. With such a busy schedule, where do you go for world-class professional development? Especially if you're on a shoestring budget, or if you'd rather go to the beach or relax on your couch rather than travel to some conference. Well, I've got some great news for you. Jethro Jones and I have created an online event called the Transformative Leadership Summit, which will include 40 videos and over 20 hours of content from top education and leadership experts on August 1st. And it gets better. It's absolutely free to register and attend this online event. Over 2 weeks, you will be inspired and challenged to become a better leader. Again, it's all yours for free. Register at betterleadersbetterschools.com/transform.
Welcome to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where school leaders go to find inspiration and learn world-class strategies from top influencers in education. Better Leaders, Better Schools was created by Daniel Bauer.
In today's show, it's just me, Daniel Bauer, talking to you, the incredible listener. Thank you so much for listening. I just wanted to provide a little more value this week. So this is going to be a much shorter form show. And the topic is going to be honesty versus candor and how Pixar, the organization, delivers feedback through a vehicle called the Brain Trust. The reason I'm creating this episode is because we read a ton of leadership books through my masterminds for education leaders. And in July, we read Creativity Inc., which is a story of Pixar. And I actually feel bad that all the listeners don't get that great content because not everybody's in the mastermind. So I'm just playing with an idea. What if I just share some of my takeaways through a shorter form episode here and there? And, you know, if you like it, great. Hit me up on email, daniel@betterleadersbetterschools.com. You know me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. Let me know if you like this and I'll keep it up. So sit back, thanks for listening, and enjoy the show. So should we be honest? Of course the answer is yes. As a leader, we need to be honest. But the thing that I found interesting in Creativity Inc. is that the author, Ed Catmull, says honesty has too many connotations. It comes with too much baggage. You know, you ask people, are you an honest person? They're going to say yes, but they're actually lying. Everybody sometimes bends the truth. Isn't that true? Right? So you can't say no, that you shouldn't be honest, because then you sound like a weirdo. What's the answer then? Ed Catmull says that we should be candid. Replace the word candor with honesty. It has fewer connotations, and therefore you can increase your honesty within the organization. You cannot address the obstacles to candor until people acknowledge they exist. So using the word honesty only makes it more difficult. Another interesting quote that the author has in Creativity Inc. is, a hallmark of a healthy and creative culture is that its people feel free to share ideas, opinions, and criticisms. I love that quote. Isn't that true? In healthy organizations and top performing, good to great organizations, I would imagine that the culture is creative, that people are free to share ideas, opinions, and the most important part is criticisms. Not to tear down, right? It's always to build up, but if you don't identify weaknesses, if you don't identify failures in our context, if you don't identify why kids aren't getting it, you can't truly move an organization. So you gotta have honesty, you gotta have candor to be able to do that. Lack thereof, then, and this is hard for me to hear, that means that your organization has some level of dysfunction or unhealth, right? If you have more honesty happening in the hallways, if you have more honesty happening after the meeting and not during the meeting when critical things are being discussed, this is a problem we need to investigate. Candor is the key ingredient to the brain trust, which is the primary feedback delivery vehicle in Pixar. Ed Catmull defines brain trust as smart, passionate people in a room. You put them there and you give them a really hard problem and ask them to solve it. So that's what a brain trust is. A bunch of smart people, they're put in a room, they're facing a hard problem, and they solve it. The most essential element, obviously, of a brain trust then is candor. But there's obstacles to candor. Why is it that it's easier to talk in the hallway to peers or after the meeting and not during the meeting when the important ideas are actually being discussed? Well, you don't want to say something stupid, so people avoid that. They don't want to look bad in front of their peers. People are afraid of offending each other or being offended themselves, so candor is weakened. Nobody wants to retaliate. You know, stuff gets emotional when you're discussing very important topics. So there's retaliating and retaliation. Those are all obstacles to candor. But the passion, the student achievement, that needs to be the primary focus within a brain trust. Pixar wants to make the best films ever. And if you're like me, you've really enjoyed them. Toy Story, you know, Bug's Life, Finding Nemo. Recently, I saw The Secret Life of Pets. They're able to make these high-quality movies because they're able to talk about the problems. And what Ed Catmull says is the ugly baby. Every movie starts off as an ugly baby. They're able to poke holes through it in the brain trust to improve it because they have candor. People need to know during a brain trust meeting, people need to know this just in your organization, that it's not about them. You need to focus on the evidence, focus on the work, focus on the goals. Now, this is easier said than done. Making a film like Toy Story, as well as creating lessons that impact our kids' lives, the most precious resource in our community, both these endeavors are distinctly personal. And so we have to be very careful on how we build our teams, how we talk about the work, that it's not about the person. It's always about the lesson, the unit, the evidence, the work, the goals. This comes with time. It's not an easy transition if your organization's not already like this, but it's a shift you must make. When it becomes about people and agendas, that's a big time problem. So how does a brain trust work? We understand the idea the foundation is built on candor and giving criticism that will help identify the flaws so that they can be improved. Well, in a brain trust, they use something called good notes. Good notes are how Pixar brain trust members deliver feedback. But how is this different than regular feedback, right? We already give feedback through observation notes. We talk about them post-observation conferences. So how is it different? A key way that good notes and brain trusts are different than regular feedback you and I are used to in our schools is that everyone involved has a deep understanding. For Pixar, it's storytelling. For us, obviously, it's with education. You might be thinking, well, of course they have a deep understanding, right? In school, we're administrators or whatever, but here's the thing. Sometimes we get out of touch. So my challenge to you, how often are you in classrooms? Do you really know what it's like to be a teacher anymore, that you can give feedback that they can receive? I'm sure you do. I just want you to reflect on that for the moment. The other thing is that a brain trust has no authority. So it's not like the people don't have titles like you and I, principal, assistant principal, instructional coach, or whatever. They don't have authority in the sense that they give the good note, they point out the flaws and the critiques, but it's up to the director, it's up to the teacher to make changes. So they don't have to change in the way that we suggest, but they must respond to the flaws that are pointed out. And then you can measure that through another observation. They obviously measure it through another viewing of the movie. So good notes are used to unearth problems, not demand a remedy. And this is where accountability comes in. It's up to the director to respond to the notes, but they must respond to the problems. Good notes say what's wrong, confused, or missing. And I think great organizations frequently, maybe once a quarter, maybe it's once a year, they explore those questions because they ask the hard stuff about the effectiveness of your lesson, of your unit, of your curriculum, of your initiative, of how the year is going at your school. Let's pause here for a message from our sponsor. Today's show is sponsored by KickUp, a professional learning data analytics company that provides an easy-to-use platform, helping school leaders optimize their PD resources and efforts by soliciting and synthesizing teacher input on professional development needs, creating an intuitive and simple dashboard so leaders can take immediate and informed action to support teachers, measuring and reporting the impact of the PD efforts over time. Schools, districts, and charter networks leverage KickUp's platform and consultative support to synthesize data so that all stakeholders, administrators, coaches, and teachers can monitor progress, identify meaningful professional learning actions, and demonstrate and share impact. Learn more at kickup.co. Leading a school may be the most difficult job in the world, but what if I could guarantee that you could accomplish so much more in 1 year than you've been able to in any years past? The secret is to stop leading in isolation and to do so in community. The solution is to join one of my education masterminds. We meet weekly for an hour and discuss leadership and solve complex problems. Text Better Mastermind, that's all one word, to 33444. That's Better Mastermind to 33444 and start your journey to your best year ever. A long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, patrons would sponsor artists to create something the patron valued. Would you consider becoming a patron of the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast? If you found this podcast valuable, if the show has pushed your thinking about leadership, and if you've benefited in any way, then I would be honored if you would become a sponsor. Sponsorship is easy. Head over to patreon.com/better or click the link in the show notes to become a patron for as little as $1 a month. If you pledge $10 a month, I'll send you one of my favorite leadership books every other month. That's patreon.com/better or click the link in the show notes. Now, back to the show. What's missing? What's wrong? What's confused? Those are the questions. So should we be honest? Of course. So what do you think? Should your school be more honest? Should it be more candid? What would it look like to infuse some type of brain trust mechanism in your school? I like thinking of instructional rounds, which we ran all the time at the school I was employed at, Brooks College Prep. And we ran those very frequently. I think the participants got a ton of value from it because it was very reflective. They looked at the problem of practice and they really explored how the teacher did in their effectiveness of maybe it was high level question asking. One of the flaws, though, and the teachers pointed this out, and we didn't respond. A few years later, now I see probably maybe a problem in that, but what would it look like to include the teacher within that process then? So I would, let the instructional round go, still have all those discussions as a closed group, but what if you brought the teacher in at the end and provided, here's all the strengths that we saw, and here were the questions. Here's what we thought about, what's missing, what's wrong, what's confused. Here are our good notes, the flaws we've pointed out, and we're not going to prescribe how you change the lesson, but this is just a beginning of a conversation on how we can improve instruction, not just for you specifically, the teacher. Yeah, that was your lesson, but we're talking just instruction overall. Because guess what? We've all done the same thing. And we all could improve and learn from these good notes. So you don't have to do it how we say, but you do have to address, and let's follow up in a month. I think that'd be an interesting way to infuse instructional rounds within a building and include the idea of the brain trust in good notes. One note of caution, though, be very careful on who you put on that team, that they're able to tactfully and with empathy deliver good notes, criticism, to the teacher. Last but not least, if you're curious how you could infuse a brain trust in your school, or if you would just like to discuss these type of questions, these ideas. How can we make school better? How can we rethink things like how we deliver feedback and talk about instruction on a building level and really get everybody rallied around it? This is the type of stuff we talk about in my masterminds. I'm launching a new group on Thursdays. 4 people have actually joined by the time you listen to this, so we only have 6 more spots available. But masterminds are very much like Brain Trust. They're filled with smart people. We talk about challenges and problems they face, and we solve them, simply like that. There's a warm-up time of 15 minutes. We discuss a book for 15 to 20 minutes, like Creativity, Inc. We're going to read Switch, How to Change Things When Change is Hard by Chip and Dan Heath in August. And then someone gets the hot seat. And for 30 minutes, they talk about challenges and obstacles they face or goals that they're trying to achieve. And as a group, we help them out. We ask them questions to push their thinking deeper. We offer anecdotes and experiences that were similar to what they're going through. Or we just chat and help enrich the perspectives that they have. It's so good for the person sitting in the hot seat, but even myself as a participant, I find, wow, I've never thought of that problem. I've never experienced it. Or when people are asking those questions or sharing their ideas, that perspective has made me so much better as a leader. I never would have thought of that. And that's the beauty of a mastermind. So feel free to click the link in the show notes to set up a 15-minute call if you'd like to discuss with me if you'd be the right fit for a mastermind. We got to talk because I don't let just anybody in. The quality of these groups is the most important. People are getting so much value from it, and they're becoming pretty popular, to be honest. So I have to ensure that not only will this group work for you, but I want to know how you're going to add to the group as well. What are you going to bring? How are you going to give and be generous too? You don't have to lead in isolation. If you feel stuck, a mastermind would be great for you. If you wish you had a community, not just to get online and talk about ideas here and there, whenever, and at some level of surface level. If you want to go deep, if you know that there's more that you could offer your school, but you just need an extra push and challenge, the mastermind's for you. We meet every single week for an hour, and I have a Tuesday and, like I said, a newly launched Thursday night group. We meet 8 to 9 Central Standard Time, and we meet online. So that's kind of fun. You could wear your pajamas and sit on the couch while you connect with other great leaders. So feel free to set up a time for a 15-minute chat. Let me know what you think of the show and if I should continue bringing these summaries of insights that I get from leadership books. Thanks again so much for listening. It means a ton to me. If you haven't already, click subscribe in iTunes and please leave a rating and review. Well, better leaders, thank you so much for investing in yourself today by listening to this podcast. Remember that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there today and be a better leader. Today's podcast was brought to you by Daniel. Be better starting today by heading over to the website, betterleadersbetterschools.com, and type honesty in the search bar. And the show notes page will pop up. You'll get the highlights of today's episode, links to all the resources, and the best way to connect. Thank you so much for listening. And if you haven't already, click the subscribe button or leave us a rating or review. That will help us expand the show's influence and impact even more school leaders. I'd love to connect with you, so feel free to email me, Daniel@betterleadersbetterschools.com, or catch me on social media.